Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Growing the wrong thing. In a recent teaching time with some ministry interns, I discussed the two main metrics that we can use to measure growth, quantity and quality. Sadly, too many churches and ministries have gotten so caught up in the numbers game of more, more, more being the only metric of success that they've forgotten about quality. Or maybe they do focus on quality, but only as a means to the end of more, more, more. This is never a metric of success that is discussed in the Bible. Check this out.
So I've never really seen a study on this, but I know from personal experience, and I've heard it enough times, I think that it's probably true. They say that most pastors write their letter of resignation on Monday morning. Because on Sunday, they pour their heart out, and they don't see a quantity response. They don't see more, and so they say, well, I must not be successful then. And so they want to throw in the towel at that point. And so this is where we need to have our church boards or the boards of our nonprofits, where we need to help them understand, okay, there is a place for measuring both of these, but let's not assign this as our only thing of saying, well, your church is successful because your attendance is growing by 3.7% every year. Again, do you find somewhere in the Bible where, say, Paul or Peter writes that? Hey, Christians, you'll know that your church is successful when you see more people there. In actuality, the churches that Paul wrote his letters to, you know, Galatia and Colossae and Philippi, those churches never got big because they kept sending people out. They kept saying, there's more people that need to hear the gospel. Go. Why are you parking here? Yes, Philippi has people that need to hear about Jesus, but there are people out in remote areas that still need to hear about Jesus. So don't park it here. Go. And so what we need to do is we need to focus on as leaders is what is the quality way of doing this? And then the quantity can follow. So here's the reason why I wrote the book and gave the title that I did, Shepherd Leadership, is because a shepherd does not give birth to sheep. Only sheep give birth to sheep. But what a shepherd leader does is make sure that there is a quality environment so that the sheep are in a good place to give birth to more sheep. Okay? So when the leader focuses on the quality, then the quantity can follow.
In the chapter entitled Don't Try to Grow Your Ministry, in my book Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I wrote this. Businesses think in terms of quantitative gains, things they can count. But churches and nonprofits should be thinking in terms of qualitative gains, a quality improvement that isn't as easily counted. I think we all know this, and yet we still persist in wanting to define success in a church or a nonprofit by those quantitative standards, such as attendance growth, donations, and the like. When we think qualitative over quantitative, suddenly what seemed small is so significant and so valuable that it cannot be calculated. What if one of those babies that weren't aborted discovers a cure for cancer, or deciphers a dialect to take the gospel to an unreached people group, or becomes the loving next-door neighbor that leads your son or daughter to a relationship with Jesus? Just as you cannot put a price tag on a life, you cannot put a price tag on a sheep. Make no mistake about it, God views his sheep, every single one of them, as invaluable. Because his valuation is so high, we can understand why he gets so angry at those who are more concerned about their success than they are about the health of the sheep. When God uses the word woe, we should definitely take that seriously. He uses that very word to warn shepherd leaders who were shirking their responsibility when he said, "Woe to those shepherds who only take care of themselves," Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2. When we map out our plan for success, or when we try to define success solely by quantitative measurements, we ultimately become more committed to our plans than to God's sheep. God pulls no punches when he calls leaders with this attitude evil, mere hired hands, or even thieves, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 3, and John chapter 10, verses 8 and 12. And most sobering of all, God says, I will hold them accountable, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 10. Friends, let's make sure we are focused on the metrics that really matter. Recently, a pastor shared honestly with me about his frustration with the numbers game and purchased 5 copies of my book to use as a discussion starter with his church staff. I hope you will consider using Shepherd Leadership in a similar way. If I can be of assistance, please let me know. Shepherd Leadership is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.